You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Okay, so we're going to put the focus on the consumer and the retail environment in South Africa, just given the fact that we had numbers that gave us the latest picture of how things stand. Starting off with the retail sales numbers, they were the last to drop this afternoon, registering a decline. So retail sales fell by 1.8% year on year at the start of the third quarter. And this is following a contraction in June as well. This was actually much weaker than most economists that were surveyed by Bloomberg had expected. On the other side of that, we had consumer inflation numbers for the month of August that ticked higher, slightly higher. 4.8% is what we got in the month of August from 4.7%. To help us understand what this means and how it could be factored into what the South African Reserve Bank not only does tomorrow, but what they say about how they think about the economy going forward, Isaac Machego, economist at Nedbank. Isaac, thanks so much for your time. Just square the two data sets for us and what they could ultimately... First of all, before I say what they could ultimately mean, what they tell you about the state of the South African consumer.
Good evening, Fifi. The two indicators that came out today basically confirm that, number one, the consumer is under a lot of pressure, partly due to the elevated interest rates, and number two, underlying inflation or demand inflation is quite subdued. So are we not really facing any significant threat to inflation on the back of strong demand by the consumer?
But if we go into the retail sales data and what consumers are buying and not buying, so it looks like we're still buying clothes. I mean, we're still buying shoes, but maybe we're not buying the paint and the hardware and other stuff to renovate our homes and all that. So there's still pockets of spending in this economy, notwithstanding the pressure.
Definitely, Fifi. I mean, when you look at the big ticket items or items that depend on credit, they're still under pressure. We're talking about household furniture, appliances, and equipment. I mean, over the 2 months, i.e. June and July, there was a bit of a rebound, but coming off a very, very low base, i.e. with sales having been quite low, particularly last year as a result of the sharp increase, the rapid increase in interest rates. And when it comes to other items such as hardware, paint and glass, what we are seeing here is basically consumers cutting back on goods that they can live without, because there's a lot of pressure, for instance, on the food inflation side. I mean, the number which came out today, quite encouraging. We're seeing food inflation continuing to decline at 8%. Remember that we had a high of 14% in March this year. That was food inflation. So lower food inflation is helping the consumer to some extent, but it's still high at 8%, and consumers cannot really cut back on food consumption. So they're cutting back on the stuff that they can basically do without, at least for some time.
Okay. Yes, it was very encouraging to learn from Statistics South Africa that the price of bread and cereals and meat and milk and eggs, beer and even wine got cheaper in the month of August, and helping to offset perhaps a bigger blow to the inflation basket that was dealt by the fuel price. And let's talk about that, Isaac, because fuel inflation, as well as the inflation around the rates that we pay for our property and electricity and water rates and all of that, they were the reason for inflation ticking higher in the month of August. And I'd like to know what you think about where we go from here, because we have had 4 months in a row prior to today's number where inflation was on the decline. Now, August is telling us it's ticked a bit higher. Should we be worried?
Well, Fifi, I'll say I'm not too worried about the overall number 4.8, because looking at, for instance, the first two numbers for this quarter, i.e. the July and August number, we're talking 4.7, 4.8, an average of 4.75, pretty much in line with the third quarter number that the SARB expected at the time of its July meeting. For the third quarter, at that time, the SARB's forecasted inflation at 4.9%. So today's marginal uptick should not really prompt the SARB to hike. I don't expect a really hawkish statement tomorrow, but, as they say, the devil is in the detail. We're worried about the trajectory of fuel prices that could basically halt the decline in food inflation. And we're also thinking here about, the expected impact of the El Nino weather pattern, the drier conditions during the upcoming planting season, and the administered prices. You mentioned that, rates and taxes, electricity tariffs and all that, with the adjustments in July and in August, very high increases, above 10% in most cases. So that is likely to put some upward pressure on inflation for the remainder of this year.
Mm-hmm. So just digging deeper into the thinking potentially of the South African Reserve Bank, because they're data dependent, right? So I imagine that the governor and his deputy governors would have looked at this data that was released today, and it will inform their view on the economy. So this retail trade sales, specifically just speaking to the pressure that the consumer is under, in an economy that we know is not growing to the level that it should be. Yes, we had a better than expected growth number for the second quarter, but still the general trend has been growth that is slowing. Does this data support a consumer that is able to take any further rate increases? And do you think this data can support a view whereby the South African Reserve Bank is potentially finished raising interest rates in the cycle?
The numbers that we've seen recently, you look at the consumer confidence numbers, today's retail sales numbers, the credit numbers, really paint one picture. The consumer is feeling a lot of pressure now. The consumer is at a cracking point, and any more increases in interest rates could really cause a lot of damage. Because what we have to think about here, at least when it comes to the consumer, is we've got to look at demand inflation. Is the consumer the reason, the guilty party, why inflation was sticky, for instance, in 2022, second half 2022 and into 2021? Not at all. Inflation has been driven higher by the so-called cost push factors, particularly fuel and food prices. The consumer has been well behaved in the sense that not spending recklessly because of the pressures that the consumer faces. So just looking at the consumer, there's a lot of justification for the Reserve Bank not to hike, even if the Fed surprises us today.
What bet are you putting on a Fed surprise?
Say it again, Fifi.
What bet are you putting on a Fed surprise later today?
A Fed surprise? I don't want it. So I'm going to say a very low probability, 10%.
Okay, that's even higher than what I've actually heard. But Isaac, I think the point is made. 90% chance that there's no surprise, which is almost but the majority. We'll leave it there, sir. Thanks so much for your time. Isaac Machego, he is the economist at Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.